When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Time for fantasy football with our guy Joe Bartelli. Of course, hear him on Sirius XM Radio. And, of course, RotoWire is where you can find all of his great work. Joe, thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just finished up the last bit of Christmas shopping. Thankfully, it wasn't the very last day that we did that. But pushing against the clock. And, happy to talk to football.
Yeah, lucky you. I still have days of Christmas shopping to do, so I know nothing about being done. However, let me just complain to start this off, if you don't mind a little bit.
Oh, gladly, yeah. You might be about the same thing. We might be able to complain about the same thing.
Playoff time is what we're in right now for fantasy football. I'm only in one league. I used to be in seven leagues back in the day before I had kids. Now I'm in one, and it's in the family league, a family and friends league, I guess you could call it, and that's what it is. Joe, last week, I scored 151 points and lost.
Is that a lot? I'm sorry. I scored 198 and lost. Is that a lot for you? Okay.
What? No. Stop. Really?
And it was like normal-esque scoring. Oh, yeah, too. The guy scored 201 points because our guy, Jonathan Taylor, decided he couldn't complete one more yard holding the football.
Yep.
So, yes, I lost my friends and family league despite scoring the second highest points ever this season. It was a really good feeling. Yeah, I loved it a lot.
If I were you, I would never draft Jonathan Taylor in another league the rest of my life, because that's how I am. I'm bitter and I never forget.
I don't know if I could do that.
There's
too much analysis. Well, fine. I'm not saying it's the wrong idea. I'm not sure I could personally do that. But yes, it was very frustrating. And to your point, scoring 155, whatever it is, I mean, that is a lot as well. I would assume you got beat by Josh Allen and Devonta Adams. I mean, there was basically a four or five combo of people that ended everyone's season. And if you didn't have them, you were out in week one of the playoffs.
I could not believe that ended up happening the way it did. And I thought for sure I was going to win. And to your point, Amon-Ra St. Brown did me in with 39. Mm-hmm. 36 from Mike Evans. That did me in. And then, like, every other player that he had was in double figures to go along with everything. Mind you, I had Brian Thomas Jr. with 32. I had McLaurin with 26. I had Gibbs with 28. And still lost. Just ridiculous. Okay, let's get to the calls and text. Enough about me crying. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk, and text line. Get your fantasy football playoff lineup questions in. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Justin in Oconomowoc, you're first up with Joe Bartel of RotoWire. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. All right, so Montgomery went down for me, so I need a flex position. 1 point PPR. Ford from Cleveland, Dobbs, or Harrison Jr.?
Yeah, and you would have answered this question very easily, Harrison, given August draft, where he's probably a second, third, fourth round pick. But now, you're right, you probably have to question that a little bit. I would have loved to say Jerome Ford if Jameis Winston was the quarterback, but I'm really worried about DTR. I think his career average yards per target is 3.6. The new quarterback for the Browns is going to make that offense significantly worse, and it just makes me not want to involve Jerome Ford, even though I think he's a good player. So to me, it's Dobbs or Marvin Harrison, and I think you have to go, and I hate to say this, I think you have to go Marvin Harrison, given the higher upside. We know here, especially locally, what the ceiling is for Dobbs, and it's maybe 20 points. And I know Marvin Harrison might not be able to do that very frequently or very often, but there is a higher ceiling, and it also feels like the floor is relatively the same for Dobbs. So I would play Marvin Harrison begrudgingly.
All right, Justin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Speaking of begrudgingly, I feel like that's how all fantasy owners are feeling about C.J. Stroud and owning him throughout the year. What happened? I mean, that dude was an absolute stud last year, and this year it has completely fallen off, and I don't even know if you even start him this week.
No, you can't. You can't start him at all. I think there's way too many other quarterbacks. Again, for example, Jameis Winston was a really popular stream in the past 3 or 4 weeks. Especially if you're playing in leagues that didn't really have turnovers be of consequence, you would play Winston anyway because he had the volume to it. Obviously, that's out of the equation now if he was benched, but there's a lot of those. Aaron Rodgers, for example, probably dropped a lot of places. Drake May outplay over C.J. Stroud, too. That's probably one of the bigger losses I got. I was all in on Stroud as quarterback 7 or 8 being drafted, and I thought, at minimum, he's at least giving me that top 12 quarterback range. You think about Ben Johnson, when you hear about him going to the Bears or other places, and Joe Brady is getting a lot of love as the offensive coordinator for the Bills. Bobby Slowick, the coordinator for the Texans, was that guy last year. And I don't know if he's going to get anywhere near a head coach position this coming off season, despite having a lot of positive things go in the way of the Texans last year. It's crazy. And they're going to still win the division handily, too. It's a lot to Joe Mixon. It's a lot to that defense. And it's a lot to the AFC South just being so miserable.
Let's talk about Malik Nabers. With Tommy DeVito, absolutely pointless to even bother with him. However, it appears he still has fantasy value now with Drew Lock.
Yeah, we saw this boy 2 years ago now when it was Deshaun Watson at probably his absolute worst coming off his first significant injury. And even Amari Cooper was getting fantasy value. And my whole ethos has been I want to have really good receivers even in bad situations. And if you get a significant discount on that, I'm thinking redraft in particular, you just go ahead and buy that discount, knowing that the players were like DeMar Cooper's a perfect example from a couple of years ago. I think that's the sort of mindset you have to Malik Nabers down. He's been dealing with injuries for really the second half of the season. Unironically, it's really, I think, due to the college season being shorter. Now we have the NFL season being longer. It's just a lot of wear and tear for these rookies, so I'm nervous about it. And Tommy DeVito obviously isn't good, but neither is Drew Lock. And Malik Nabers has been a top 20 fantasy receiver each of the past couple of weeks, and that was in part because he whined and complained. But I want my star receiver, who I'm relying on fantasy, to whine and complain to get the ball. We saw with A.J. Brown last week. They put that one to bed with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown doing well, too. So you play Malik Nabers, the bad quarterback play obviously makes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Frustrating if a performance isn't insane. Like, you're probably not getting a Mike Evans or Devonta Adams level game from last week. But Malik Davis is a totally fine play and a really good player.
Where are you at on Anthony Richardson against the Titans? I don't think I'd be playing Richardson at all, but the Titans stink.
Yeah, the Titans are really bad. They're better against the run, and I think it's more so that the opponents are like, well, what's the path of least resistance? The Titans are just bad overall. We watched back in week 3, week 4. Will Levis is going to give you the game. Mason Rudolph is going to give you the game. We can kind of sit on the run. We could play it safe. Sort of like that Monday night game last week between the Falcons and Raiders. They knew Desmond Ritter was so bad that Kirk Cousins doesn't have to do anything because I'm going to win the game because the Raiders are going to give it to us. That's basically every opponent against the Titans. I think Anthony Richardson sort of has to win that game, though, against the Titans because the Colts aren't very good either. There's a rushing floor aspect that you're saying, okay, he's getting you 50 rushing yards, which I think is near his player prop total right now. That's 5 fantasy points. Just a base level of passing, even his under 50% like he's done, is going to give you another 2 or 3. And if he runs one touchdown or throws in a touchdown, well, it's pretty simple math. He's basically a low on quarterback one that way. And that's not accounting for a massive explosion. So there are some games like last week where I wasn't going to play Richardson against the Broncos. But this week, I think you do have to play him against the Titans.
Let's talk a little bit. Joe Bartel of RotoWire doing fantasy football. If you have a question for him for the playoffs, call it up. Text it in. Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line. Charlie does the text. I do the phones as they come in. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. I have another one for you. Packers just played the Seahawks. What's happened to DK Metcalf? Dude's got like 3 touchdowns on the year.
Well, yeah, and I thought for sure he was going to be able to feast on the Packers secondary with no Jair Alexander and even with his big body. And I am still traumatized by the Julio Joneses and Randy Mosses and Kelvin Johnsons, all those really big receivers who can go up and get the ball. They tormented the Packers for decades, and it felt like that defense was never going to solve it. I'm not sure if it's a Jeff Hafley thing. I think this is more of a Geno Smith and Sam Howell thing. But the Metcalf experience this year has probably been one of the more frustrating ones. Now, it's underreported because Jalen Waddle, for example, or Tank Dell, who are pretty similar in draft range, have been significantly worse. But I'm also with you. I don't know what the answer is to making DK Metcalf be a confident play. I almost wonder if he goes to a different team this offseason, especially if the Seahawks don't win the NFC West, finish with a higher pick, and maybe go and make a play and be a bit more aggressive, John Schneider, the GM, doing that. I think it's possible. Metcalf, his contract's pretty good. This is more just overall NFL conversation, but I don't know if you could play DK Metcalf this week, especially if it's Sam Howell. That makes me really nervous.
Who do you like to play in this game coming up on Monday night between the Packers and the Saints?
Yeah, I think you're playing Jordan Love, and I say I think because you probably don't have better options. Jordan Love has been right around quarterback 10 or 8 in fantasy format.
Could be in the snow.
For a game. Yeah, and I don't know. I have not checked I'm not a weather guy. I have not checked the forecast lately. It sounded like it was going to be flurries, not so much here's a complete blizzard
right
on Monday night. And I don't know if you guys saw the stat, but the Saints, I believe, have played only one game under 32 degrees in the past 14 years. That's a wild stat. To say it's a bunch of young players, a bunch of second, third string guys, backups, I get that. But if you're walking into the cold, you have to have your body adjust to it at some point. Right now, I'm sitting in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt because I've been in the cold for the past month and a half. The Saints don't have that luxury come Monday. So I'm a bit worried there's some blow-up potential. Vegas certainly thinks there is with the 14-point spread. I really think Darren Rizzi, the interim head coach for the Saints, gets his guys to play, and there's enough competitiveness throughout 3 quarters where the Saints are going to make the Packers have to keep trying offensively. It's not just Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson, and Chris Brooks. So you're playing Jordan Love. I think you play Dobbs in most scenarios. I know the caller had brought up one where we wouldn't, but you're playing Dobbs in most scenarios. You're playing Jacobs, too. The only one from the Saints side that I'm considering is Kendre Miller, and that's along the same lines. If you need a fill-in running back, I saw Isaac Garendo's not playing. Obviously, we think Kamara's not going to be out there. If you were using Zach Charbonnet and didn't have Kenneth Walker, that's a scenario, too, where you're filling in for Kendre Miller. But there's not really many Saints guys that I want to use this week.
I just looked it up on AccuWeather. AccuWeather says for Green Bay, 1 to 2 inches of snow on Monday during the day. By nighttime, it says rather cloudy, 28, bundle up for the football game is literally what it says on the AccuWeather description for Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to where I would assume if this was the end of era Mike McCarthy Packers, any single team, whoever they're playing, could always be competitive and always be close. I don't know what it was or what was that from a coaching perspective, but since Matt LaFleur has come around, the Packers don't necessarily play down to their competition as much. And I think in this scenario, with everything still on the line, a lot of stakes, at least from a divisional perspective and playoff seeding, to be motivated for, I'm expecting the Packers to come to play on really a national media stage experience. And whether it's the pass rush getting home again or what I think is going to be the offense looking consistently good against the Saints defense, I'm assuming it's going to be at least three quarters, the Packers looking good, and then you see the other guys come out late where you should get fantasy production from the Packers then.
Josh Jacobs, baby, ride that horse into the next round of the playoffs. Joe Bartel, fantasy football for RotoWire. Also on SiriusXM, when can people hear you on that?
Yeah, tonight here at 8 to 10 p.m. I guess for us, 7 to 9 Central Time. That will be the last time on SiriusXM until the rest of the year. We'll be back again come January. But tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, we go through every different game, a lot of the fantasy implications, get you updated on all the injury stuff. You can find me in JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter as well. If you have any of those questions out there, maybe got missed or late decisions you want to have, JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter. I try to help the out, Kenneth.
Joe, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.